And to get us started this week on Culture File, Owen Nolan would like a word or two, let's be honest, at least four or five, about the appropriate uses of brevity. I could say more, but what would be the point of that? Instead, have a listen to Owen Nolan's very latest, slightly unreasonable point of view.
Brevity is the start of something big. I'm sorry this letter is so long. I didn't have the time to write a shorter one, is a quote to which many can relate. The notion that time is needed not just to make writing longer, but to make it shorter. That to get from complexity of thought to simplicity of expression is a process, and often a process of many drafts. Professional communicators can empathise with the sentiment. Especially advertising copywriters like this reporter, whose job is often to convey a lot of information in a confined amount of time or space to a deadline. Condensing, abridging, paraphrasing, and making pithy takes time. So who said this about their letter? Who was it that didn't have the time to refine or edit? Cicero, apparently, around 60 BC. And Dostoevsky and Mark Twain? Or was it Blaise Pascal in French in 1657 or John Locke in 1690? To confess the truth, I am now too lazy or too busy to make it shorter. Maybe Benjamin Franklin. I have already made this paper too long, for which I must crave pardon, not having time to make it shorter. Or Henry David Thoreau, or Abraham Lincoln, or T.S. Eliot and G.K. Chesterton. Interestingly, it seems to be more widely attributed stateside, perhaps because between the locomotive, Wells Fargo, the Chevrolet and the space race, the US, in the popular imagination, is the nation most associated with speed, the land where people would be in too much of a hurry to write succinctly. The telegram was perhaps our first real affair with the power of brevity. Paying per word is a good way to make people dispense with everything they can. It also lends a staccato rhythm that can add to the punch. In the 1930s, the humorist Robert Benchley was sent to Venice by Harold Ross, editor of The New Yorker. On arrival in Venice, Benchley sent Ross a telegram reading simply, "Streets full of water. Please advise." Many have competed to create shorter and shorter stories in fewer words, also known as flash fiction. Few have ever rivaled Ernest Hemingway's six-word story, "For sale, baby shoes, never worn." Recent technology has again brought brevity to the fore. When Twitter began in 2007, tweets were limited to 140 characters, a length based on SMS or text limit of 160 characters. 10 years later, Twitter doubled the permissible length of tweets to 280 characters, and some still bemoan the lost art of concision heralded by that hashtag change. The most influential advertising copywriter of the 20th century was probably Bill Birnbach, one of the original Mad Men. He famously pointed out that the aim of copy and of communications was not simply to be the shortest, but to be the most memorable and engaging. After all, Birnbach reminded a client, following the Battle of Britain, Churchill said movingly, "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few." As Birnbach pointed out, if brevity was everything, Churchill could have just said, "We all owe a lot to the RAF." Proving decisively that while brevity may be the soul, it's not always the heart. Anyway, sorry this was so long, but I didn't have time to write a shorter one.
Owen Nolan there with a slightly unreasonable point of view, more of which are discoverable on the Culturefile page on SoundCloud, where there is even a SupPov playlist. Coming up next time on Culturefile, we're in a chilly London square to meet the reporting cartoonist behind Private Eye's Seen and Heard strip as he visits a travelling library for people without a fixed address.